located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I can do what He says I can do. I have what He says I have. Whoops. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. We're talking today about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Everyone say the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Now, today, 2,000 plus years ago, was a day that was commonly known, became known as Pentecost Sunday. Pentecost Sunday is the day that the Holy Spirit came and started the church and started to fill believers with His presence. All right, look at Luke 24. We're there already. So He says, so you're going to wait there until you're clothed, fully equipped and endued with power from on high. Now, Acts 1. Let's go to Acts 1. Come on, everyone turn to Acts. Acts 1, and I'm reading from verse 8. You ready? Here we go. When the holy day of Pentecost came, 50 days after Passover, they were all gathered together in one place. We're talking about the 120 in the upper room. Remember, God said, don't do anything until you've been filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, they didn't know what's going on. This is 50 days now. Can you imagine that they're waiting there? Jesus left. He gives them these instructions. Now they go and they're hiding because they're trying to kill Christians now and anyone mentioning Jesus. And they're in the upper room, 120 of them. You know who was in that room with them? Mary, the mother of Jesus, plus his brothers and sisters. Do you know that? They were in that upper room, 120 in all. Over 500 were invited, but 120 in all turned up. They should have said there's food and then you would have had 500. So now they were all in there waiting 50 days. Imagine that. What you doing? I'm just waiting. What for? I don't know. Holy Ghost coming. I'm going to be full of the Spirit. What you waiting for? We haven't seen it. We don't know what it is. What you doing? Waiting. Waiting, waiting, waiting. But they were waiting with an expectation because Jesus spoke it out of His mouth. And He said, my word can never return void. Amen. Can't come back without accomplishing. So they're waiting 50 days. I mean, think about it, 31. A day's a long time. Not to God, but to us it is. 32. 33. I mean, think about it. 44. And on the 50th day. Now, watch what He says here. On the 50th day. Acts 2:1, when the holy day of Pentecost came, 50 days after Passover, they were gathered together in one place. Verse 2, picture yourself among the disciples. A sound roars from the sky without warning. You know, it's the 50th day, you're now kind of hanging around like this. You know, 50, no they weren't, they were in prayer. The Bible says they were in prayer. They were praying. Waiting for something to happen. They didn't know what was going to happen, but they were waiting with an expectation in prayer. Picture yourself and kind of visualize this. I like to do that. Imagine you sitting there and there's 50 of you. Don't make too much noise because, you know, the guys looking for us are out there. They're going to kill Christians. So don't make too much noise. And all of a sudden, a sound roars from the sky without warning. So all of a sudden, rah! But way louder. Imagine a blast. Watch here. The roar of a violent wind. And the whole house where they are, you are gathered, reverberates with the sound. So imagine we're in, yeah, this is our room. All of a sudden, and this roaring noise comes in. Means comes flooding in and everyone's like, what? This is it? Not knowing what's going to happen. Can you imagine? Oh man, I'd love it. Then a flame appears, dividing into smaller flames and spreading from one person to the next. I mean, what kind of a day was this? You know, I mean, imagine a bright light comes. And from that bright light, separate little flames shoot out onto every person, 120 person in the place. Mary, Mother of God, his brothers and sisters, all the apostles and all the others standing, waiting in prayer, gets this impartation into their lives. I've got a picture. Let's see if it kind of shows you something of it. Can you see that? You see the bright light, and they're praying, and all of a sudden, shoo, 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 shoo. Can you imagine how quick that shot to each one? Can you imagine this light comes in here, a big ball of flame or fire comes. Well, how can God be a fire? Quite easy. He was one in the wilderness when he led them through the wilderness, remember? He was a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. That was God leading the children. Amen. God can be anything. And this power of the Holy Spirit comes down on these. Now watch. Verse 4. All the people present are filled with the Holy Spirit. Ooh. All the people present are filled with the Holy Spirit and begin speaking in languages they've never spoken as the Spirit empowers them. They start speaking in other tongues. Right? This is not the gospel of Gerard Currie. Okay? This is a gospel of our Lord and Savior. So now, all of a sudden, this fire comes and sits on each one of their heads, and they all start speaking in the Holy Spirit in heavenly languages and other languages. And I mean, you must have thought, what's up? In fact, it was so bad, it was so wonderful, and more than bad, it was just so wonderful that the people in the city came rushing out to find out what's going on. Now, don't forget, it was a feast, the holiday feast, Shabbat. So the people were all there in Jerusalem, and they all came out to hear what's going on. So there were thousands and thousands and thousands of people came running out. What's up? I mean, this was a loud noise. And now they get there. But before they get there, this is what the guys in the room are seeing. Can you imagine? I mean, oh, God. You don't have to imagine it. You don't have to imagine it. You got it. You got the same thing they got. God is not a respecter of persons. Amen. And we need what they got. And they got it. Say, I got it. Say it again. Louder. You got the Holy Spirit. You see, this is not a limp, weak gospel, because once they were touched by that power of God, they turned the world upside down. They turned the world upside down. And that's what we're preaching today out of what they experienced and what we now can experience. Can you say amen? Amen. So now Peter preaches to the crowd because they all come rushing out. What's going on? And these guys are prophesying and singing hymns and witnessing and just going all out for God now. The Holy Spirit's on him, on them. I mean, this is something new, right? This is something new. And we get saved and we think, ho-hum. There is a second infilling. We're going to talk about that. When you get saved, the Holy Spirit comes on you. It comes in you. But there's a second infilling, and we'll talk about that as we go. But that is when the Holy Spirit infuses you with the power. And you get your heavenly language. But let's carry on talking. So Peter, who, remember, was scared to be a witness, they were hiding, he preaches to the crowds there. And he pulls out a message that you would have stoned me for. Yeah. He says, this Jesus Christ whom you crucified has sent the Holy Ghost. I mean, he just poured it on, man. This guy who ran and hid, I don't know Jesus. I don't know him. I don't know who you're talking about. Remember, he denied Jesus. Remember that? He said, I'm going fishing. That's it. I go fishing. Remember that after Jesus was buried? I go fishing. And all the disciples, we go with thou. No power, no expectation, no nothing, but the Holy Spirit and His love and His mercy. You weren't expecting God to save your life. You didn't even know what that meant. But it didn't stop Him from keeping after you. He kept on after, and some of you were real tough nuts to crack. He kept on after you year after year after year after drink after drink after drink after party after party after party after just debauchery. He kept on after you in love. He just followed after you in love. He said, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up on you. I've seen what you're going to be. I know what you're going to be. Before you were in your mother's womb, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I saw you every day. And it's written in my book. I'm chasing after you. And he'll chase after you by means of friends and family and TV and dogs and anything. He will use anything to get your attention. That's true. And don't ever hit your dogs, because spell it the other way. And I don't hit my dogs often, but really, that's a joke. It's okay to relax in church. We're going to have the choir next Sunday. The choir will be here next Sunday. And Vic is already arranging it. And we're going to have a choir up here. We're going to rock the house for Father's Day. Oh, my goodness. You don't miss Father's Day. Amen. And so Peter starts witnessing to these guys. And he starts referencing Joel 2, the book of Joel 2, 28 through 32. Because if you've read the book of Joel 2, you'll see where it says, your daughters and your children, but let's read it anyway. So verse 17 of Acts, look what he says here. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. On men and women alike, my servants. We were servants, but then we became sons. Amen. So if he gave the spirit to servants, how much more would he give it to sons? Amen. Amen. So if you're not a servant, then you are a son. Psalm 35:27 says he takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. But Galatians 4:7 says, therefore you're no longer a servant, but a son. So if he said, I'll pour out my spirit and anoint even the servants, how much more will he anoint the children? How many of you bless your servant more than your children? No, you don't. If you had a servant, you'd bless your children first. But God is not like us. And so watch here. He says, I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. Verse 41. Watch what he says here. Those who believed what Peter said were baptized and added to the church that day, about 3,000 in all. This was a man who was too scared to even show his face. Now he's boldly proclaiming the gospel because he's got the anointing. Remember, Jesus walks into the temple. They give him the book of Isaiah. He opens the book up in Isaiah 61 and he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. They wanted to throw him off the cliff when he said that, because their eyes were all on him. He was in the temple. Now, you must realize we were very religious at some time while in our lives. Hello. We were very religious. And they sit there and he reads this and he's anointed me to free the captives and set deliverance and all that kind of stuff. And he closes, rolls a scroll up, puts it down and he sits. And the Bible says all eyes were fastened on him. They were fastened on him. You make a move, dude, my eyes are following you. Have you ever seen this? You know, for me to do it to you, but for every one of you to do this to me, it's like, whoa. And then all their eyes were fastened on him. And he says, today, the scripture is fulfilled in your sight. Oh, my God. Pandemonium broke out. Throw him off the cliff. Get him out of here. Because he was declaring right there, he's the Messiah.
Hi, this is Peter Lowe. I'm excited to be teaching on supernatural business success. I'll be sharing how God gave billionaire David Green, founder of Hobby Lobby, a download from heaven that increased the value of his business by $1 billion. Now, if God would do that for David Green, what can he do for you in your business and your life? Come and discover how, and I promise you things will never be the same again. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Currie, and I'd like to take a moment to invite you to those services that are coming up. It's Sunday, June 30th. At 10 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. where there will be impartation. We want you to come and receive what God has in store for you. And this is an opportunity to change the financial situation in your business, in your life, in your personal being. Don't miss this event that's taking place, both of them. And this is taking place at our beautiful Port St. Lucie Tradition Town Hall facility. You can't miss us. Just look for the 75-foot steeple in the air. It's awesome. See you there.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department.